This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Not the only sanity you're going to find. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do be involved in the conversation. Look, I don't care. I don't care where you get involved. You got to get involved with somebody, though. You got to understand how the other side thinks. You got to be able to have a conversation with somebody. Not just calling them an idiot. Right? You know what I'm saying? You're stupid. You're not Trump. You can't get away with it. It won't help. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to discuss. If you're going to yell at me, you're going to call me names, we're going to have a problem. And you're not going to like it. Head up to my website, realside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. It's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Everything that you've been taught to hate, or been told you have to hate, for the last 8 years. Everything you've been told that is no good for society. And then everything I was told I couldn't talk about. You know, for a country that's all about free speech, freedom of thought, you know, free flow ideas. Yeah, except when it comes to, come on, everybody say it together, I'll wait. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Right, when it comes to me and my type, you're not allowed to talk about that. I can't talk about women's issues because I don't have a uterus. I can't talk about black issues. Why? Because I'm white. Just stupid. Just stupid at every level of the game. Seriously. All right, so in some of the segments I call, you know, administrators gone wild. This is the dumbest things that administrators do at schools. I mean, every group's got one, or got them. But these are even more egregious. These are even, you know, because we're told on a regular basis how the school districts, the school administrators, you know, they've gone to school. They're trained for these things. They got it going on. They understand how it all works. Except not all the time, apparently. So, at Hendricks Military? At Hendricks Elementary School in Indiana, a six-year-old student, principal called the police on a six-year-old student. Right? Now, that was back in April 2012. The student was arrested because he allegedly kicked the principal during a tantrum. Now, the boy wasn't handcuffed, so that made it okay. But they stuffed him in a police car, hauled him to the station where he was booked on juvenile charges. Let me repeat that to you, okay? Oh, God. A six-year-old student at an elementary school. Now, think about your nieces, nephews, your own kids, grandson, granddaughter, 6 years old. Now, first off, if a six-year-old is kicking the principal, kicking an adult, an authoritarian, you know, an authoritative figure, we got a problem at home. I don't care what you say. Unless the kid's being abused, unless there's really something wrong here, This is not how it goes down. But you're calling the cops. Aren't you people trained for this kind of thing? Right? Also in 2012, a principal at Creekside Elementary School in Georgia called the local law enforcement when a six-year-old girl threw a temper tantrum. She knocked over a shelf. She injured the principal. And again, I say, where are the adults in the room? Now, they handcuffed the child and got a world of flack for it. But they said, but you know, listen, to their, how are we supposed to protect ourselves? How are we supposed to hold the child down? What if we hurt the child? You're going to be all over us like white on rice, and we're going to have a problem. Well, we're going to have the problem, not you. And this, but we're seeing, you're seeing this happen more and more and more and more and more and more and more happen all around the country because these kids are allowed to do what they want to do. They get away with this at home. Why wouldn't they think they can get away with it at school? Another incident in Waukegan, Illinois, where Waukegan School District is investigating what went on with the principal when he called the police to handle a kindergarten student. Right? Now it happened early in the day, and they talk about a six-year-old student. When the police is called on the student, it lets us know there's got so much more work to do. They have a local, a community activist. That's a good name for him. Community activist. Who, again, wants to put this on the administration. Now, look, I get it. You know, as an administrator, don't be calling the police. What is that all about? Get control. Get two other adults in the room and get control of the situation. And if you have to, you pick up the phone and call the parents and say, hey, come get Johnny or Sally or Frankie or Harry or whatever. And when you can get this kid to learn how to not pay attention, but to at least be respectful in the class, we'll take him back and teach him. Now, what they say a lot of times, they can't get a hold of the parents. I'm a trustee of the school board here on a board of education here in California, and I can tell you that is frequent when you can't get a hold of a parent. I mean, God forbid something really happens to the kid and they need to get a hold of the parents, can't get a hold of the parent. Sometimes the phone numbers don't work, cell phone numbers doesn't work, that kind of. You would think if you had kids in the school, though, you would make sure that those numbers are good and real. But my point on this, again, why are administrators calling police on 5- and 6-year-olds? What the heck is going on? Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. You can head over to GCN Live if you want to check it out there. You can also head over to TheRealSide.com. You can listen to the show live there. You can watch the show live there. You can get involved in the live chat room. Or if you're watching, or if you're on Facebook, you're already on Facebook, head over to, head over to our Facebook page. There's a Facebook feed there that I think you'll enjoy. I always love the good stories. I always like the happy stories, if you would. Whether you believe it or not, you know, we do a lot of negative stories. But this one in particular, I very much appreciate. Because I think what the principal and what the school has done here has shown the kids, look, you may not always agree with something. But if you do agree with something, you need to fight for what you believe in. and in the right way, in a legal way, in a sane way. Now, despite intense criticism of the Talladega College for allowing its marching band to play at Donald Trump's inauguration, private donations, you ready for this one, are drying up? No, just the opposite. You know why? Because libs are cheap. I'm telling you. I deal with maybe at the state level, it's a whole different animal. But when it comes to local things, Dems do not give up the money. You know what I'm saying? I've just seen it happen too many times. So a GoFundMe page was created by band director Miguel Bonds with... Jeez. You mean to tell me a Hispanic guy might be going to the inauguration? I can't imagine Trump would let him in. director Miguel Bonds, with the goal of raising $75,000 to cover lodging and travel expenses for his team. But at the press time, the band had far exceeded that goal, raising more than $297,000. God bless those kids. That's just great. See, you got to do that more often. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. When these bands, when these schools, when these people step up and stand up, you got to. I won't say you got to reward them because they should do it anyway, but you got to support them. How's that? Let's support them. Now, a little over 5,000 people donated in just 9 days. Now, the fundraiser page says the donation will give the students the opportunity to have a memorable experience to see firsthand the transition of power at other events, employing a common rebuttal to those who insist that the Talladega, a historically black college, should not give the appearance of supporting Trump by participating. You know, listen, why don't all the black senators, all the black congressmen, why don't they retire then? Why don't they quit? Why don't they give up their jobs? Because in some way, shape, manner, or form, at some point in time, they're going to vote for something Don wants. Does that mean they're supporting him? Should they just get away from there just in case? Stupid. Talladega College President Billy Hawkins, who was on the O'Reilly Factor last night, a black/African-American college president, he discussed the pressure he was receiving to cancel the band's plans. He says, they have said that I've shamed the college by making this decision. He says, I've had folks say that I'm a disgrace to my African-American race. You know, these people always talk about love Trump's hate. No, we do it with love and understanding. When was the last time you saw a left-leaning liberal hypocrite hugging somebody up to make it right, showing up with some money, bringing some food to help these, not to help the protesters, but I mean to help in a cause? When was the last time you saw that happen? Right? When is the last time you saw them having a peaceful march, a peaceful demonstration, a peaceful protest, where something wasn't lit on fire? Hawkins announced that earlier this month that the band would indeed perform, saying, "We feel the inauguration of a new president is not a political event, but a civil ceremony." He's right. He is 100% right in celebrating the transfer of power. You know what that was funny? I was thinking today and reading some of the comments. When Obama won, and some of us were, you know, no, not interested. Right away, it was because he was black. No, it's because we thought he did a sucky job the first 4 years. We didn't want him to win again. Yes, we were disappointed. We didn't want him to win the first time. Why? Not because he was black. Because he was a community organizer. That's why. You've got other good black folk, as you put it, on your team. You never really bring them to the forefront. All you bring is the old white folks to the game. Story goes on to say, nonetheless, the children of two Talladega College alumni returned their deceased parents' doctrinal degrees last week to protest the decision. Well, that makes sense. Sure, you got them upset. They just had more paper to burn in the fireplace. They declared that they had no doubt that their parents would be angered and deeply disappointed if they knew the plans for the Talladega College was pay tribute to the peaceful transfer of power in the United States. No, it's not what they said. That's what they should have said. But they brought it down to a person to pay tribute to Donald Trump by participating in his inaugural. So, as I said in the first hour, it's a double standard for the Democrats. It's a continual double standard for people on the left. If they say it, if they believe it, if a brain cell has hosted the thought for more than, you know, 3.5 nanoseconds, then they must be right. Right? And remember the story I've been telling you guys about the gender equality people? They really don't want equality. What they want is control. They want it their way, and they want control. And now they're, you know, I won't get through this right in this segment, but now at Pierce College, some of the schools around the country are going to all-gender bathrooms. And that's not good enough for them. See, again, like I say, they always come back and they say that nothing is ever good. But they can't agree because you have one group from within the LGBTQ ABC community that says, yeah, that's good. And then you go four letters down and they say, no, that's bad. We don't want that. So if they can't decide what they want, if they can't agree among themselves as to what they want, how are we supposed to do that? Now, in the 70s, we called them unisex bathrooms. They covered everything. But these people are saying it really shouldn't have any kind of, there shouldn't be any conversation around sex because they should be gender neutral. So you can't say all gender bathrooms. They want you to say basically gender neutral bathrooms. Are we serious? You know when it started? When that whole garbage came out about Miss and Ms. Remember that? Stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Yes. Go get your uncrazy pills. You're going to need them. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I love the big band music. I just think it's great. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the, God, I love these people. Students at Pierce College are not satisfied with the new all-gender bathrooms on campus, complaining of slow opening automatic doors, excessive water pressure, and timed lights that turn off too quickly. Why do you have to complain about this garbage? Why can't you just go to maintenance or just put every school, every college, every facility like this has a way to put a request in, a complaint, not a complaint, I don't know, notice that something's broken and not working right? But you got to make a big deal out of it. Now, according to the Palaya Post, two all-gender restrooms were created last year at the behest of students concerned about accessibility for transgender students. But now the students are asserting that the new facilities are not equal to other bathrooms on campus. Come on, really? Both were originally family restrooms that have since been redesigned, but some students believe that the placards are the only thing that have changed. You just can't, you know what? Again, got to be perfect, or they're not happy. I'm not saying it has to be to the bottom level of the same, but really, it has to be perfect. Now, who's going to decide? According to the Post, one of the restrooms is completely bare of paper towels. Okay. Boasting only a weak hand dryer and a lack of feminine hygiene products for those who require them. You know, most bathrooms now are going to hand dryers. Most bathrooms you can't find paper towels in anymore. Not in California, anyway. Right? And those blowhard, hot, heat dryers, they've been around forever. It's supposed to be more sanitary. Unreal. The automatic door is also deemed problematic because it takes 45 seconds to open and close. As are the time lights to turn off on students who are unable to keep their visit succinct. What are you, hanging around there talking about today's politics? Maybe other things? I don't know. The other all-gender restrooms allegedly suffers from similar deficiencies, and although it does boast a stronger hand dryer, What, did they put a sign up on the wall? This bathroom has stronger hand dryers. Come on in. A stronger hand dryer, tampon and a tampon dispenser. It is criticized for its lack of an automatic door. Like, how lazy can you be? Right, I get it. I get some if you're handicapped, handy-abled, whatever. I don't even know what they're calling it anymore. And you need help. I got it. Right? But they have those hand pumps or hand pushes that open the doors automatically. And why is 45 seconds a problem? I mean, my God, what are we in a race? Again, they're looking for stuff to complain about. Think about these things. Looking for things just to argue and complain about. And an obstructive changing table as well. An obstructive changing table? There's a hole in a wall through which the capped end of a pipe sticks out. Oh, my God. That's terrible. It's the clean-out plug. The student could confuse it with the utility closet, one student protested, adding, it's really cool and amazing, but I wish they could have done better with it. How in God's creation? I mean, the bathroom's got placards all over it. And you think you're going to confuse it with a utility closet? They usually lock utility closets, and guess what it says on the placard? Utility closet! Oh, God. One proposal for achieving restroom parity, advanced by the student senator, or a student senator, Sanju, calls for replacing the all-gender restrooms with gender-neutral ones, right? What'd I tell you? Which would likewise be open to individuals of any gender identity, but would feature multiple floor-to-ceiling stalls, as well as a central sink with an open door to allow observation of anyone washing their hands. Why would you want to watch somebody washing their hands? How weird are you? And we want multiple floor-to-ceiling stalls because, you know, that doesn't cost any more. No more tax dollars being wasted there, huh? And what do they call the bathroom? Let me see. All gender. So they don't like all gender. They want it called gender neutral. Now, just to show you how whacked these people are. And like I said, I've been saying, it's not equality they want. It's control. They don't care about your tax dollars. They don't care what it costs a school to do this kind of thing. They want what they want, period. So, the students at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst are staging a week-long crap-in. That's right, they're going to occupy restrooms in an administrative building to demand more gender-neutral facilities. I'll tell you what I would do. My wife's not going to like this. I would find everybody who's not so sympathetic to that cause. Not that they shouldn't have, you know, they shouldn't be able to use bathrooms. Don't get me wrong. I would find out what time they're going to do the crap in, and I would feed a whole bunch of male, male adults the day before. I'd make them prune juice shakes all day, and I would make it so they had to use the particular restroom first thing in the morning. And please, feel free to hang out. Not a problem for me. Seriously. So they're going to occupy the restrooms. Don't clean them for a week ahead of time. Because they sound like really cool things, and I get the protest and freedom of speech. I get all that. But is there a lunacy line? Is there a line where it's just what they're doing is lunacy that makes no sense and it's just flat out stupid? When do we get past that? When can we, all right, you put a proposal on the table. Sit down with administrators, put a proposal on the table. You don't have to just jump in and protest everything. Come up with a way to make it work and let them know. Another one called a crap-in at the Whitmore. It's a demonstration, and it begins, it began last Monday morning at the Whitmore Administration Building. They've named it Queermore. That's what the student activists that work it, named it Queermore. And organizers intend to have students continue occupying stalls in the building, male and female restrooms, until their demands are met through the Facebook event specifies it's going to end on Friday afternoon. Come on, think about all this stuff. Think about all this craziness. Not once here have I said they met with administrators and sat down and came up with a game plan. Not once. So why do you jump right into protest mode? Why do you jump right into gimme mode? That's what it is. It's right. Do what I say or else. Do what I say or I'm going to embarrass you. It's all crazy. It's all not right. I'm telling you. There was a way to do it. You know, teach your kids how to fight the system. Teach them how to fight it in such a way to where people will listen to them. I mean, this social garbage is piling up and piling up. And I know some of you don't want to hear this, but I'm believing under Trump, I believe the toilet's going to clear itself, if you know what I'm saying. So, you hear about these military groups all across the country, right? What was it, the Palestinian Liberation Army, PLA, whatever it was, right? You hear over at UMass, they have the GLU, which is the Gender Liberation Movement, right? A student group at UMass is responsible for organizing the event and provides an online sign-up form for supporters to stake out specific times and locations, even a specific stall should you want one, giving them the option of stating whether they prefer to be alone in a stall or to share it or share one with the other sitters. That doesn't sound right. The primary goal of the protest is to convince the administration to convert additional bathrooms on campus into gender-neutral facilities by changing the signage. So I am sure, the more and more I read this stuff, I'm sure they haven't sat with anybody. They haven't sat down as an adult and said, okay, here's what we'd like to see, and bring the whole group with you, because this is just out of control. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. More gender neutrality after the break. No, seriously.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your enemies about the show. Actually, when you tell your enemies about the show, tell them how much you're liking because I'm a left-wing loon. They'll plug right in. Seriously. And about the time your eyeball starts to pop, they'll go ahead and switch to another station. But what can I tell you? At least they'll get informed, right? Hey, have I told you about my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy? That's right. My Ramblings of a Right... It's right there. See, if you're watching, it's right there. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it on Amazon or in our bookstore. And, look, hey, first of all, if you like what you're hearing today, if you like what you've heard on the show, a lot of what I'm saying is in that book, a lot of ways to combat people to come at you about the way you think, if you're a conservative... I've got ways for you to deal with them in the book. And in that book is everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You're told that every one of these, you know, what is it, a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy, it's like the trifecta of hate. And you've been taught to do that. And the book will give you some answers, some information a way to push back. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. Now, we're talking about a story I found, actually it's on the Campus Reform page. And it's about the University of Massachusetts that they're going to have a week of, they're using the different name though. I'm going to call it a crap-in so I can stay on the air. Okay, so they're doing a week of crap-ins. And where they're going to occupy bathrooms until they get their demands met, which I think is kind of funny because it's not the same demand for all of them. So I don't know how they're going to get the same page and get what they're looking for. And my God, college bathrooms, I want you to think about this. You really want to hang out in a college bathroom all day or until you get your demands met? See, if I was a college, I would do nothing, not even clean the bathrooms. Seriously. Now, the primary goal of the protest is to convince the administration to convert additional bathrooms on campus into gender-neutral facilities by changing the signage. You know, because that fixes it, because no guy has ever used a girls' room. No girl has ever used a guy's room when they really have to go, right? They say the group believes that this will promote trans-inclusivity. Now, I've been told by the transgender community, you shouldn't use the word trans. It's bad. So they've already stepped on their own selves here. Trans inclusivity and safety on campus, but GLU has also articulated two additional demands, pledging to continue obstructing toilets until all three are met. In addition to gender-neutral restrooms, the group is calling for the advancement of medically and socially competent in-house transgender health services. What does that mean? You want a special doctor for transgender people? Because if they were unconscious, and they were transgender, the EMT would need to know they were transgender? I mean, I'm just trying to figure this out. I mean, medically, they're handled differently? I don't understand. I'm not being funny. I'm serious. Right, if you're having a heart attack, it doesn't matter whether you're transgender, male, female, cisgen, overgen, undergen, whatever it is. None of that matters. I also want the hiring of a professor by the Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies Department, who is an expert in the field of critical transmisogyny from an intersectional perspective. Somebody actually paid for that degree? Seriously? Oh, people, even if you're not religious, we're going to hell. And we're just going to hell. That flushing sound you hear, we're on the way. And part of this is because people in this movement can't even agree on what's right, what's wrong. They can't even agree on the signage. They can't agree on the verbiage. They can't agree on how to approach this. They're turning this into a whole other group where you have to have special teachers, doctors, bathroom. I mean, doesn't matter what it costs. Doesn't matter any of that. It's like in California here. We have an inmate, one that committed murder, heinous murder. We're going to pay for a sex change operation because it's cruel and unusual, it's cruel punishment, period. Because it's a female in a male's body, and they want the surgery done. I'm sorry. I think it was cruel punishment when you were killing that person. I think it was cruel punishment when you did to that person's family. You're going to die in prison. And then do they move him to a male prison or they keep him in a female? Because according to the law, even after he has the operation to a she, stays in a male prison. That could be interesting. These demands are elementary, and it's disappointing that UMass has failed to meet the needs of the transgender nonconforming students to date. The administration must seriously put a plan into action to degender its facilities. Look at it. If I work there, I want a men's room. I want a men's room. That's right. You can have a woman's room. I wouldn't get upset at you. So why can't you have a men's room, a woman's room, and then everything else room? How's that? We'll do three bathrooms. In the meantime, maybe they'll feel a bit as anxious as trans students when they go to try to pee on campus and they can't. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of trees and bushes. I mean, you guys are just, this is one of those things where you sit down and work it out first. Okay? You sit down and work it out first, and then you figure it out. Right? Then if they won't come around, if they won't do anything. See, that's part of negotiating. They got this, when you negotiate, you go in with more demands than what you actually want, and you settle for what you want. They can't figure this out, though, for some odd reason. They don't go in with any demands. They don't go in with any kind of negotiating. They just go ahead, let's just occupy the bathrooms. You know? Now, although the objectives of divest UMass are not directly related to those being pursued by the GLU, see, all these groups down there are going to jump in. See, I think they should give them everything they want and charge them for it. Let them pay for it. They already complain about how much it costs in college now. Let them pay for it. The leaders of the divest group explained their interest in the crap-in by asserting that all progressive causes are interrelated, saying there can be no climate justice without gender justice, can no be gender justice without racial justice, can be no racial justice without economic justice, can be no economic justice without social justice, idiots. No, that's my word. I'm sorry. Really, seriously. I mean, listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. This is going back. This sounds like the 60s smart pot-smoking group. Now, within a day of the restroom occupation, they had announced that they had scheduled a meeting with Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs. Why didn't they try before that? And then after the meeting, they said, hey, the administrators agreed to progressive benchmarks. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it looks like. I just think it's kind of funny. Because they didn't do any of this on the front end. No, instead they have to go through all of this. Maybe they like bringing attention to themselves. I don't know. But don't you love this? They got ready to stage a week-long crap-in. Right? I don't know. This stuff is really, really, really starting to wear on me. And what wears on me more than anything else is we give in to them. Come on, think about this. We give in to them. We give in to their demands just to shut them up. You know, I'm going to post these up on the website tonight. A couple of crazy ones. A school ends a Bible study, or I'm sorry, school ends student Bible study over free donuts. They use the donuts. I'm not going to go through the whole story. I can't. I don't have the time. But, yeah, we can have the donuts. You just can't have the Bible study. Can't have both, according to this. Yeah, because you're enticing. See, they ended it because they said that the donuts were enticing the kids to come to a Bible study. That's a crappy way to get a kid to learn about religion. And then another school, or another teacher of the year in one of these schools, is under fire for helping the students produce a I Give No F's rap video in school. So, in other words, you know, I don't give a blankety blank. That's a rap video. These are kids, young kids, that the teacher helped make this video. And she got teacher of the year. Doesn't that scare you? That should make the hair in the back of your neck stand up. Homeschool, there you go. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want you to be safe this weekend, so don't get stupid. Do the right thing. Be careful, because I want you back here with me on Monday. I really do. You've been listening on GCN. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Check out the website, realside.com. Lots going on there as well. You learn more about me, the show, and how to get our classic podcasts. Have a great rest of the day.